It was hot and humid at noon, and Nene Masmino has just returned from school. Nene is one among at least 88 orphan houses at the Juba Orphanage Center, a place located just behind Juba Teaching Hospital in downtown Juba. Nene lost her parents at an early age, and she was brought into the orphanage center by relatives. The orphanage has provided a home for this kid, some of whom lost their parents in the conflict. However, a big issue affecting girl here is the lack of accessing a sanitary pads. The lack of accessing a sanitary pads for Nene and other girls here has been a regular issue. Nene gets sanitary pads from visiting relatives, but that is not always forthcoming.
I don't have sanitary pads at the moment because there are no people who can help me with this. I rely on my relatives who visit me sometimes in the orphanage center.
But Nene is not the only girl that has been affected by the lack of sanitary pads in this orphanage. Stories like Nene are common for many girls in this orphanage. Regina Angelo is Nene's friend. Both friend and their colleagues rely on the group of well-wishers called Friend of Orphans to provide sanitary pads. This help does not come often.
I can't help myself during my monthly period. It is embarrassing. I cannot even go to school when my period happens. Most of my needs are provided by friends of orphans and sometimes visiting foreigners. But they are not here all the time when I experience my period.
Kenyi Samuel is the director of Juba Orphanage Center. Kenyi acknowledged that the concern raised by the orphanage girl, but defend that the orphanage cannot provide essential need for this teenage girl due to funding challenges.
Lenisba le barnamel bita banade ina bodi shukran le friends au le umahat pitana.
In regards to orphan girls accessing sanitary pads, we rely on the support and patronage of friends and mothers in Juba town who usually come from churches. If these people come for visitation here in the orphanage center, they do think about this girl so much. And if they visit, they know the needs of those orphans, teenage girls particularly, their need for sanitary pads. They bring sanitary pads to these girls in order to help them. Other sympathizers will bring cosmetics to help these girls after taking birth. These are the good things mothers in Juba are doing.
According to Kenyi, the orphanage received 15,000 South Sudanese pound, which is about $100 from Jubeki State. I spoke to Tombewani Jorikin, the acting director general in the Directorate of Gender and Social Welfare Jubeki State, on how they are helping orphan girls to access a sanitary bath, and this is what he says.
Truly, with the orphan girls, there is nothing that we have for them because as a state government, we don't have any budget for something like buying sanitary pads from our budget. That comes from the Minister of Finance. There is nothing that we could give them, but we are thinking of graduating the elderly orphan girls to their relatives so that we can be able to look after the young ones.
Wani, however, says that his office has tried to write to the State Minister of Finance to increase the budget allocation for the orphanage center, but to no avail. Meanwhile, as some of the affecting girls stated earlier, the lack of sanitary pads does not only affecting girls' well-being, but also their education. Akuja Digareng is the team leader for the Girls Education in South Sudan program. Akuja says the lack of accessing a sanitary bath is the key challenges leading to the girl low performance at the school and dropouts.
It affects the education, number one, because she's not able to attend the school, so she's missing out on many classes. So usually menstruation lasts between 3 to 7 days, depending. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes girls miss this because they are not able to, they feel shy, first of all, and if they don't have any sanitary pads, they feel like they're going to be in an embarrassing situation if something happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So normally, because they don't have the sanitary pads, they don't come to school. So imagine if every month you are missing 3 days to 5 days or so. That is a huge, huge gap in your education. So that, of course, affects your performance and affects your learning and eventually affects even you completing school.
Akoji says her organization has components currently that deal with the monitoring girls on how to take care of their bodies in regard to their health. She believes that this will help stop girls from dropping out from schools.
We have a component that is dealing with a mentoring of girls. And we believe that that component is important because this is a peer-to-peer. So girls are talking to each other. Maybe girls who are a little bit older talking to younger girls in order to help them understand, you know, first of all, issues around how their body is changing as they grow older. I think that's an important component that we have, hoping that this will contribute to helping girls to stay in schools and not to be afraid if their body is starting to change and they start to experience the, you know, menstrual period.
Radio Bakita 91 FM Bakita, the voice of the church.